Yeah. No, the first game was on the 31st of August 2002 against Harlequins at the Stoop, which was one of Gloucester's rare away, let's say 25-19. Do you remember that game?
I remember bits of that game. I remember Will Greenwood, I think. That's the only thing I can really remember because... Yeah, no, I remember that game, parts of that game. It was, you know, if you looking back at that season and the success we had as a group was phenomenal. You know, it's a pity about the playoff stages being introduced, but you know, to win a league by 15 points, you know, over the course of a season, home and away, you know, that is a phenomenal feat. By any standard.
Yeah, the coach was Nigel.
Nigel and Dean Ryan. You know, it was a really good bunch of guys in terms of balance between experience, as I mentioned, with international flair. So we actually changed the style of play that season, the three-pod system, which we worked really hard to introduce.
Was that a player initiative? I mean, how did the relationship work with the coaching?
No, it was a great relationship. I think it was, you know, it came from both sides. You know, we had guys like Henry Paul, Ludo, Andy Gomersall. So there was a lot of experience. I think the forwards were a little bit more driven by Dean. With Nigel, we had a really good reciprocal relationship in terms of player input and coaches input, and then overall, you know, in terms of the style of play, it came from both sides. So
the three-pod system, can you tell us a bit about that? I mean, was it something which was moving through the rugby world, or was it?
No. I think we can claim we it's very similar how the teams play now, with the splitting the pack up in sort of three groups, three pods, spread them across the field, and then when you start in your open phase play, you start using those player pods instead of just going around the corner with two bunches of two pods of forwards. We spread them and started to play a lot wider. So it's very similar to the last 3-4 years of how the teams are playing.
But you would have said that it was quite an innovative system at that stage.
In the Premiership, certainly was very innovative. Yeah. Hence, I think the results, you know, sort of spoke for itself. The only difficulty or trouble we had in that season was against Wasps, which employed a very fast defensive system. So, you know, with their rush defense a couple of times, and especially in the final, we were caught short because they were shutting us down behind the gain line, and we weren't quick enough to react to secure ball.
We'll come back to the Parachan final in a minute, but there was then that 3-week gap. We'd lost, not playing at all until the actual final. Do you think that was significant, that there was that 3-week gap? Was it a factor?
No, hugely significant. You look at Wasps; they were still playing. They were still, I think that's the year they won the Heineken Cup. I think they actually did the double, but they were still playing. So, you know, if you look at that first 15 minutes of that final, we were 15 points down, and that just comes down to match sharpness, readiness, and we just weren't able to turn the game around because you know, we already put on the back foot in a final. A final is like test match rugby. There's one or two opportunities. If you miss them, it's hard to regain control of the match, and that certainly cost us the fact that we weren't able to play for those 3 weeks.
What's the dynamic in the team at that stage? You're 15 points down. I mean, how does the message get through that something needs to change, if it does? Or can you remember the sort of situation which developed?
No. I mean, we kept on trying. Unfortunately, I think when you're under so much pressure, guys tend to start chasing the game themselves and rather sticking to the patterns. And I think that's where we got fractured a little bit more because of the pressure. But, the leaders in the team did well to try and keep the team going. But I actually watched the game, funnily enough, last year, popped up on YouTube. But no, Wasps definitely had the the stronger game that day, especially with their rush defense. They just didn't allow us to get into our systems and our structures, and you know, dangerous players like, you know, James Simpson, Daniel, Marcel Garvey, James Forrester, all these guys that in the Power Gen Cup final had the opportunity, just was the opportunity was just shut down before they had the opportunity to run and play.
Yeah, going back to the Power Gen Cup, that 40-22 win over Northampton. What kind of experience was that? Because there was a huge crowd, there were 76,000 on that day. Was it a real feel of an occasion, a real occasion?
No, certainly. I mean, to fill out Twickenham is magnificent. You know, to play in front of so many supporters. It certainly had a test match feel to it. You know, the Power Gen historically also has a lot of kudos to it. Unfortunately, I think it's been lost now, as a lot of things in professional rugby. But there was certainly a lot of history behind the Power Gen. You know, so it certainly had that test match feel to it. Yeah. And to be able to beat Northampton so convincingly, you know, and they were a highly rated side. I think was it the year after they won the Heineken Cup or European. There was a lot of internationals in that team. I think actually the last 10 minutes I was watching the game from the sideline because I got yellow carded next to Henry Paul. I was a bit overly robust with Matt Dawson, but I don't think anyone will hold that against
me. I don't think many people
will hold that against me. So, yeah, so, but no, it was, you know, for Gloucester to be rewarded for a fantastic year in a small way like that was fantastic.
Mm. And another good win in the semi-final against Leicester. And of course, there was that incident right at the end of the uncontested scrum when Leicester was 5 yards from our line. Do you remember that? And
the
rumpus about it afterwards.
Oh, no, I remember. I remember that. I also remember the try. I think I scored a try in that match, which was. Was really well worked. Marcel had a good game. Sinbad had a good game.
Yes, you set one up for Marcel Garvey.
So to beat, and it was at Leicester, wasn't it?
No, it was on neutral ground.
Neutral ground, was it?
Played at Northampton.
Oh, at Franklin Gardens.
I think it was played at Northampton.
Wow. To beat Leicester. Any time we beat Leicester is a good experience. I remember that. Yeah, but that's part of the laws and the regulations.
So I think it was Oli Azam came on, wasn't it, and said he couldn't play prop.
No,
he had played prop in the past, and then there was a question of whether Leicester might object
to it,
but they didn't. But I don't know if you have any thoughts on that.
No, not really. I mean, it's. If it was accepted by them, then you know, then it was accepted. I think that's the spirit of rugby and the spirit it's played in. So,
yeah.
You know, it's
Then in the European Cup, the Heineken Cup, it was as called then. You were in the miracle game at Munster.
Yeah, the miracle match. Not the miracle for us though. No. The miracle for them.
No.
Yeah, again, quite an interesting experience. I think there was a lot of speculation that our calls, which the boys say it was sort of copied and sent to the Munster team. Yeah. You know, none of our lineouts seemed to work that day.
Yes, there was a story about the calls being
found
in the hotel,
either in the hotel or in the taxi.
Left in a taxi,
but I think it was probably sourced from the hotel somewhere, but it's all unclaimed speculation. It's what I found remarkable or interesting is that at that stage it's changed a bit now, where teams at home are unbeatable, but team travelling, you know, that's. It's very hard to win away from home, in the Premiership and in Europe. You know, Munster, I think, was the first round was down here, and we convincingly beat them, and then away they were just another team, and so were we. And you know, their forwards put a lot of pressure on our pack and put us under a lot of pressure, and you know, they were able to score the 29 points and score four tries, which they had to, they had to do, and it was, you know,
but
it was just
at one point, wasn't there, when we had a gimme penalty more or less in front of the posts, and Ludo Mercier took a short one.
Should have just kicked the 3 points.
Yeah, and we would have been, he's got a safe.
Yeah, we would have gone through. Yeah, we would have gone through. But again, no, that's the pressure of rugby, and you know, if you're trailing by far, you want to score points, and I don't think he quite realised that all we needed was the 3 points.
Yeah.